Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're going to be visiting with Vicki Brown, and she is a treasure for Friends of the Library. Good morning to you, Vicki.
Good morning, LaVon.
Vicki, you are ready to do another book sale at the Atlantic Public Library.
We are. We're doing our fall book sale on November 1st and 2nd.
Coming right up. And what are the hours on Friday and Saturday?
The hours on Friday will be from 11 to 5. And on Saturday, we will be there from 9:30 to noon.
Okay. And don't miss it if you like books. I tell you, this is the place to be, Vicki.
It is. It is. You can stock up for the whole winter.
It sounds like a voice of experience.
Yes, it is.
And at least in the past, there's been some great children's books that I think of as gifts.
Yes, they make wonderful Christmas gifts.
And they're in great condition.
Yes.
A lot of them are like new.
Several years, that's what my grandkids have gotten as part of their Christmas gift was tons and tons of books.
Yeah, and they loved every one of
them.
They
love them all.
Yes, that's right. So give us a little history or background or, you know, why did the Friends of the Library do this?
Well, the Friends of the Library have been an organization helping the library since 1996. And what we do is we have a book sale every spring and every fall. And all of the proceeds we give back to the library. We have bought computers. We have bought security cameras. There's quite a genealogy department there. They needed some new equipment. We bought computers and viewers for them last year. So we do a lot for the library, yes.
Does any of that money sometimes support the children's programs, those special programs?
We gave over $2,000 to the children's library just so that they could have their programs and stuff for the kids.
Now, when you say that amount, and when you're talking about all that equipment, that amount really adds up, and that all comes from the book sale.
It all comes from the book sales and our membership fees.
Okay. Well, we'll come back and talk about the sale exactly, but now that you mentioned membership, talk about that a little bit.
The membership for the Friends of the Library is only $10 a person. We do have, if people want to give $25 for a yearly organization, $50 would be a contributor, and lifetime would be $100. Now, a lot of our members will send larger amounts, and of course, we just love any amount we can get. And all you have to do to become a member of Friends of the Library is send your $10 either to me at my home address, which is 802 Spruce Street here in Atlantic, or come to the book sale. You can sign up, pay the $10, and you can just buy all you want.
So what benefits are there to being a member?
Just the knowing that you're there, you're contributing to a worthy cause. And of course we need people to help us when we do these book sales, because there's about a 3-week period in the spring and in the fall when we're gearing up for the book sales. We need people to help set up the books, help with the book sales to keep things organized, take money, just help people what they're looking for. And then, of course, on Saturdays after the book sale, we box all of the leftover books up. And usually we have somebody that comes and picks them up and takes them. So we need help after the book sale just to get things cleared out for the library.
So I could become a member and just pay my 10 bucks and say, hey, here you are. Or I might get to work with people like you, Vicki, to get some of that stuff done.
That's right. That's so, right.
And I know I've helped a couple of times, and it really is interesting when you're getting all those books organized and, you know, visiting with people who are doing that, and you kind of get to look at the books and say,
Well, we have books, we have magazines, we have DVDs, we have CDs, just a whole realm of, we have a religious section. Anybody that's looking for Bibles or books of that type, lots of cookbooks, lots of magazines of all kinds that people enjoy.
And you kind of have those organized so that if you're interested in a particular book, you can kind of go find it rather than going through everything.
Yep.
Has anyone ever counted how many books you bring in?
I don't think we've ever had a total, but I know it's amazing when we're putting out the books, the amount of books that are there. And as you see those books go out, we probably go through hundreds of books.
Yes, yes. And when you say, you know, when books go out, because some people bring their bags or you have bags.
We have bags, boxes. Yeah. And if you can't find cheaper books anywhere. The hardcover books are $1 a piece. The just smaller paperback books are 50 cents, like your little Harlequin books, they're 25 cents a piece. Magazines are like $1 a bundle. Kids books are usually 25 to 50 cents a piece. So, I mean, it's a great way, if you're an avid reader, it's a great way to stock up on your books.
And then you don't have to keep those books forever.
Nope.
You can just bring them back.
Then
right?
In the spring, when you're done reading all those books, you bring them back and then you buy all new ones.
All new ones. And, you know, the other thing I like, Vicki, is that sometimes I pick out books that I don't really like.
Right.
You know, I find out after I get into it. And it used to, in my early life, I never left a book unfinished. Anymore, I don't waste my time on something I don't really enjoy.
No.
I just put it down. And if I've paid 50 cents for it, it's okay.
Yes.
You know, if I went to a store and paid $25 for it, oh, I know.
Then that kind of hurts.
Yes, but yes.
Yeah, I mean, and you can try a whole different variety of books from what you're used to.
New authors.
New authors, whether they're fiction or nonfiction. We have a lot of biographies. You really find new authors, new types of books that you probably wouldn't have picked if you were going to spend $10 or $12 on a book.
Right. And, you know, we could go to the library and borrow a book.
Yes.
And I know you do that, Vicki, and I do that too. But it's kind of nice to have that stack there to
choose
from.
It is. On a cold winter night when you think, all I want to do is curl up with a book, you just go to the bookcase and pick one out and you're ready to go.
Okay. Such fun. Now, you know, if you're not a reader, you're saying, yeah, I'm not interested in that. But, hey, as you mentioned, there are various kinds of books. There are some travel books. Some with a lot of pictures in them, you know.
A lot of craft books. We have a lot of different quilting and craft books that are there.
Good point. Yes, because, again, those are pretty expensive if you go to buy those. And, hey, you can just find a whole new bunch of those. So whatever you're interested in books or, as you said, magazines, videos,
DVDs,
They're all there, and it's all at a pretty good price. Now, we mentioned, I think we covered the variety of things that you spend the money on in terms of helping out the library, and I'm guessing in addition to being a member, if somebody would like to come to meetings, you have a couple of those, right?
We usually have a meeting in the spring before the book sale, and we have one in the fall, and then we have an annual meeting in December. This year it will be December 11th at 5 o'clock at the library. That's when we have our meeting and decide how much money we have that we're going to donate to the library, and if they have specific things that they want that money earmarked for.
Okay. So it's not a meeting every month. If you want to be a member and you want to have some say about this, just become a member and attend the annual meeting at least. And if you want to help.
Right. We're getting to the point where we are looking for people that will really head up committees like the publicity committee and the setup committee, just so that we can call one person and say, it's time for the book sale. If you can get your committee together, we're ready to roll. And then in January, we probably will be electing some new officers. So we're looking for people that would like to be president, vice president, secretary, and possibly treasurer.
You're not resigning, but you could be replaced, right? Somebody told me one time, everybody can be replaced.
Everybody can be replaced.
All right. So exciting stuff at the Atlantic Public Library. Again, the hours and the dates of the book sale
are Friday, November 1st from 11 to 5 and Saturday, November 2nd from 9:30 to noon. Wednesday and Thursday, we will be setting up, and the hours will be 9:30 to 4 on Wednesday, and Thursday, 9:30 to wherever we kind of get everything organized.
And if you want to donate books, I almost forgot, if you want to donate books, you need to get that done today.
The books need to be brought to the library on Tuesday, and you could bring them early Wednesday morning. But after that, then we're pretty much done with the donations.
All right. So remember to get those bookshelves cleaned off and get them there, hopefully by today. Thank you very much, Vicki Brown, for visiting with us, and best wishes for a good library sale again.
Thank you.
Until next time, here's a thought. A room without books is like a body without a soul.